She is the world's richest woman, worth $36.1 billion at last count. But no one could envy her. Liliane Bettencourt vegetates in an armchair in her Art Deco mansion near Paris, surrounded by her servants, dogs, and caregivers. She is deaf and lost in the fog of senility. Medical experts have diagnosed Alzheimer's disease. One can only wonder what goes on in the old woman's head. Does she hearken back to her childhood? As the daughter of Eugène Schuller, multi-billionaire founder of the cosmetics giant L'Oréal? Does she call to mind her late husband, André Bettencourt, and his illustrious career as a government minister, deputy, and senator? Does she think of Françoise, her only child, the serious-minded intellectual who preferred her books and piano to the grand dinner parties and receptions given by her parents? Does Liliane even remember François-Marie Barnier, the seductive photographer, artist, and writer who became her closest friend and, according to Françoise, sweet-talked her out of hundreds of millions of euros? And does she know that her daughter's 2007 lawsuit against Barnier triggered a judicial, financial, political earthquake whose aftershocks continue to reverberate? It would be best for Liliane Bettencourt if she did forget that episode, for it poisoned her twilight years and exposed her private life, her extravagant finances, her free-spirited friendships, and her encroaching infirmities to relentless public scrutiny, which she denounced in her more lucid days as the odious accusations that I read each morning. That was in 2010. The year the Bettencourt affair exploded onto the front pages and even threatened to engulf French President Nicolas Sarkozy in what the press referred to as a French Watergate. But long before it achieved such public notoriety, the conflict between mother and daughter and an audacious interloper was slowly brewing. Perhaps it all started on a balmy July day in 1993. The scene was the Pointe de l'Arc Ouest, a promontory on the rocky, wind-swept northern coast of Brittany, where Eugène Schuller had built a grandiose vacation home in 1926. Liliane and her husband, André, loved to entertain there. Presidents, ministers, movie actors, and famous writers had all enjoyed the Bettencourt's hospitality over the years. But on this day, the luncheon was a more intimate affair. Seated around a granite table in the front dining room, whose large windows offered a panoramic view of the English Channel, André and Liliane were joined by their daughter Françoise, her husband Jean-Pierre Meyers, and their two young sons. Also at their table that day was a somewhat eccentric house guest.